Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר.
Hello, we are reading in the book, the writings of Baal HaSulam, the foreword to the book of Zohar. We are in item 18. You can find the study material in the Yeravut system under the study material button and on the site. You can also send questions, selected questions that are relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, we are continue in the foreword to the book of Zohar. Baal HaSulam, mostly in this foreword, the book of Zohar has four introductions. So in this foreword, he wishes to give us a general picture how everything is divided into four phases, sounds and colors and different approaches, whatever it may be, it all stems from these four spheres, four main aspects or phases, from the influence of the Creator, which is the root phase, down to phase four, which is the reaction from inside the created being. And inside this forward, he wishes to scrutinize the various modes of influence or of bestowal from above, from the Creator on us down below, and how it's unfolding in colors and sounds and all kinds of influences. And we, down below, need to try and expand our vessels of perception and respond in kind in order to be ready for perceiving the Creator in all of our senses, all of our perceptions. Please.
Forward to the book of Zohar, item 18. As the four manners in the general Abiyah have been explained, so it is in each and every world. Even in the smallest item of some world, both at the top of the world of Atzilut and at the bottom of the world of Asiya, because there are chubtum in it.
Meaning the same laws, the same rules apply in creation in general and also in each and every part of it individually. You find
that one, the Sfira Chokhmah, is considered a form. And two, Bina and Tum, are considered the matter in which the form clothes. Meaning the first and second manners that the Zohar engages in. But the Zohar does not engage in the Sfira Chokhmah when stripped of Bina and Tum, which is form without matter, and much less with the essence, considered the Ein Sof in that item.
Meaning we cannot engage with Keter because it's a root. There's nothing of the created being there. Chokhmah is the bestowal or influence of the Keter. We also can't quite deal with it because the created being is swallowed in such a way there is a root for it, but it did not come out into a quality of its own. Therefore, in Keter and Chokhmah, wherever it may be, we cannot investigate and explore.
Thus, we engage in Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut in every item, even in Atzilut, and we do not engage in
meaning Keter and Chokhmah, no, but Bina, Tiferet, Malchut, we have five parts in general, and the attitude of the creator to the created being. So the two that belong to the creator, when the created being is not yet revealed, we cannot engage. And Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, which are a result of the influence of the creator on the created being, there we can engage.
And we do not engage in Keter and Chokhmah of all the items, even in Malchut of the end of Asiya, when they are in and of themselves, unclothed, but only to the extent that they clothe Bina and Tum. Now the first two boundaries have been thoroughly explained. All that the authors of the Zohar engage in is matter or form in matter, which is the first boundary, as well as in Bia or the illumination of Atzilut in Bia, which is the second boundary.
Yeah, we cannot rise to where a created being cannot investigate, because those are the discernments that precede us. Rather, only that which is inside our vessels and how we feel, we see, we hear those things in our vessels. Meaning all the discernments in our vessels, there we can explore it, feel it, exist in it. We explore it, we write about it, we can talk about it, we can sing about it, and so on and so forth. And if you ask, is this enough in order to reveal the Creator, what we have, meaning Bina, Ze'anpin, and Malchut, if we engage in them fully, we can investigate, and from the lower one we will review the upper one and investigate him, and we'll see that there's nothing in the vessels of the lower one unless they receive it from the upper one. So only to know how we may aim ourselves from ourselves, from Bina and Zon to Keter and Chochmah, we can completely reveal there the Creator. This is called from your actions. The Creator is doing his actions in Bina and Zon everywhere, in every world, in every created being. So we can, from your actions, we shall know you. From his actions in us, we can investigate him, understand him, recognize him, cleave to him. There's no problem. Only to know how to do it. Hence, our entire work is on those levels within these boundaries that the Creator has prepared for us. If we do not erupt in fantasy, but rather work with what's needed in Bina, Zanpin, and Malchut, in each and every place, we can attain the Creator, understand Him, feel Him, and cleave to Him. Kiev 1.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой раб, а что значит, что мы можем почувствовать в Бине Зеранпин и Малхут?
Yes, dear Rav. What does it mean that we can feel Зеранпин и Малхут in Bina?
We can arrange them in such a way that they will resemble the Creator, these qualities, these desires. And therefore, if we are in adhesion, we can receive everything that we deserve from Keter and Chochmah into Bina, Zeranpin, Malchut. And there, with our correct response, if we annul ourselves, if we yearn to receive it in equivalence of form, so the entire system was created in such a way that we would get to know the Creator. From the Creator's perspective, there's no problem to receive. We will receive. But by that, we will remain on the level of still, vegetative, and animate. If I wish to become a man, Adam, one who resembles the Creator, Dome, Laboe, then I need to rise from my degree to bestow to him in return what he is bestowing to me. And then in this way, I come to an understanding, an awareness, adhesion in him. Let's do like him. We become partners. So our work is not simply to be receivers, like the still vegetative and animate degrees, but to come to bestow in return. Since from this I'm looking for how is he giving to me, how is he bestowing to me, how is he doing it? I too wish to perform such actions toward him. This is the meaning of being a Kabbalist, meaning receiving the influence of the Creator onto me, understand it, attain it, and I change myself by resembling him. This is all of our work in creation. Therefore, each and every person on the face of the planet, regardless of how wise he is, smart, developed, he will have to develop, if not in this lifetime, in the next, but he will have to develop to a point where he becomes similar to the Creator by feeling he's receiving from him in some way the Creator is bestowing to him. So in return, he will try to.
Спасибо, Раф. Я хочу просто продолжить то, что Влад.
Thank you, Raf. I would like to continue what Vlad started. The practical activities in our 10.
Zeranpin, Malchut.
You scrutinize giving, receiving, Bina, Zeranpin, Malchut. How do we practically attain these things?
We can do it only in the 10. Or in the 10 will form such relationships between us. As if the Creator is bestowing to us, as if we can feel His influence, as if we wish to resemble Him. And in this way, we relate to the 10. Very simply. Play, just like children play in various games. So we need to play in the game how we relate to the 10. The way the Creator is relating to us. As if. Pretend. And so we'll gradually come to know the entire system. How, to the extent that we play, let's say by bestowing, play it bestowing to the 10, to that extent each and every one and even more, according to the capabilities of each one in quality and in quantity, style, each one according to how much he can bestow to others in the 10. In such a way, we become similar to the Creator until we begin to see in what we receive from the friends and what we give to the friends, that there's a certain power here, a certain spirit here, a certain understanding, a feeling that is above our deeds, that there's a spirit of life in it. And that's how we begin to reveal the Creator. It all depends on the effort we put in. We put into the connection between us for it to be more and more spiritual. And by doing it, we're doing actions of Bina and Zon. What we cannot do with our own vessels, but together with that, we begin to feel in it also the influence of the Creator on us, how He gives us, He brings us His bestowal, His influence, and in this way we gradually rise to such a state to bestow. Okay? The most important thing is to understand that the entire realization is in the 10, that's one thing. And number two, all of the efforts are in the connection between us. Mostly connecting around the inner emotion, inner feeling of each friend towards the others. And from that, we come to a state where we make room for the revelation of the Creator to us. that the way I relate to the ten in general, I have to imagine that this is how I'm relating to the Creator. And when my attitude towards the ten will become even 1% spiritual, meaning above my ego, as much as I can ask the Creator to help me out, and as much as I try to relate to them without any connection to me in return, but only to give, so it will be bestowal, even 1% bestowal towards them. So immediately in this bestowal, I will feel the revelation of the Creator to me. And that's how we work. No, that's what Baal Sulam wants to explain to us. All questions will continue.
Item 20. Thus, in the first quality, the necessary measure for one's sustenance, and in the second quality, the physical desires that exceed one's measure for sustenance, one is nourished by things that are lower than the person, the still, the vegetative, and the animate.
Like animals, they all receive from their environment.
But, however, in the third quality, the human desires, such as power and respect, one receives and is nurtured from his own species, his equals.
Here, he requires a certain development in his attitude toward other people, those who resemble him, in order to receive from them. It's not the still vegetative and animate. He needs to acquire certain human lusts.
And in the fourth quality, knowledge, one receives and is nurtured by a higher quality than one's own, from the actual wisdom and intellect which are spiritual.
Here, he requires additional development to rise above what he's got by nature and from society, the environment, but he has an inner desire to develop, and then he comes to it, then he is in the fourth degree of development. He's still all those developments, all those possibilities for corporeal development that each and every one has, every human in this world. Line who wishes to confuse us.
Good morning, friends. In item 19, it says, in the end, he restricts only his animate desires. That's concerning the second discernment, but concerning 3 and 4, there is no restriction. Why is it only in 2?
I don't understand. Where is it?
19, 2, wanting more than is necessary for the necessary sustenance, and desiring luxuries, but restricts only his animate desires.
That's his degree. He doesn't want more than that.
Why doesn't he do the same in 3 and 4? And what does it mean to restrict it to? Why, if he's restricting in 2, why doesn't he?
He's restricted like that from birth, according to his nature. Not that he's restricting himself and doesn't want anymore. But he is restricted because his will to receive is restricted and does not want anymore. You see it also in other people. You see, one goes to become an internationally renowned scientist. The other one, it's enough for him to be a janitor somewhere. And the third one wants to be a teacher in school, and so on and so forth. Each one finds his own level.
Yes, but you're assuming that he wants exactly a certain state. I want to be a cleaner and janitor. And here it says no, he wants to be a scientist, but he's restricting himself.
No, it's incorrect. This is incorrect. Look at yourself. How, although you have opportunities to rise more and more and more, but you, each time you stop yourself and you say, what for? I'm good like that. With more knowledge comes more pain. I don't want any more blows, suffering, pressure. I want to live my life comfortably, relaxed. That's it. There's nothing, I mean, we are here, we will learn about it, and each one will learn about himself, that how each and every one is actually making a calculation for himself, as much as I can add in my exertion, combined to what I need to attain. Because we have to pay for everything as much as each one is willing to pay. So some say, I'll lie down on the couch and I'll feel good, and the rest can charge ahead. And there are those who say, no, we must run ahead. What does that depend on? Only the desire to receive in the soul.
But what you're describing is a calculation, not restriction. The restriction we learned about is when you're really craving, even though you want it, you are limiting yourself. Here you're describing a calculation.
Restriction is a calculation. And how?
So is restricting here for my own sake or for something spiritual?
Always for your own sake. For the time being, for your own sake. Later, we'll learn about how to do it for the sake of others.
Okay.
We started the lesson, item 18, and this tiny item, he exposes everything, you know, the matter, form, clothing, matter, essence, in one item. The question is about unclothed form. He says that every sphira, in and of itself, is considered an unclothed form if it's not included in Bina and Tum.
We can say this about every single item, that it's divided into these 4 degrees, and each of them also divides into these 4 degrees, and it's so on indefinitely. So what we can speak of is only about how to attain these 4 degrees, and then it'll be clear to us what it's about. Because without attainment, it's hard to talk about it.
So you said about bestowal towards friends.
Yes.
So I want to ask, when is the bestowal towards friends is not an abstract form?
Oh, when you come to it, when you feel the friend's desire, like your own desire, at least to some extent, and then you will bestow upon it, and it will feel to you like you are satisfying yourself and not him.
But still, it's felt in me.
Of course it's in you. It's impossible that you'll feel in anything else. The Creator too will be felt within you.
So how will it not be felt as in something abstract?
Because you will feel it as your own. This is called make your will like his will. Everything is felt within your heart, within your desire.
No.
Yeah.
In me and not abstract?
Yeah. It is written that he will not be a foreign God to you. Just so.
A most inner feeling, but it's not abstract. It's felt.
It's not abstract. You feel it. You know, it's hard for us to depict it, but it's a little bit like the mother feels her little child, her baby. She still feels like it's in her.
More than herself. More than myself is not abstract.
Even more than herself. And it's because he is not in her. If it were in her, she wouldn't feel it as when it is outside of her. It gives her the possibility to increase the connection with him, with your child. Although, you know, it's as if, what can it be? But once it exits her, the definition of the manifestation of the distance allows her to increase, to intensify the connection. To intensify the connection. We still don't know how to overcome it and how to do it. But the farther we become, the more connected we become, and more understanding and more feeling. When we restrict by bridging. That are in the first, second, and third discernments, etc. All we need is to try to feel the friends in the group as we feel ourselves, more and more and more. Until they are truly in my heart. The friends are standing in my heart. It's not like there should be any external expression of it, but each and every one should feel the friends in this way, that his heart is divided among the friends. And he leaves nothing for himself. There is no place in the heart for himself, only for the friends. If the friends disappear, he's got no heart. And usually, all the friends are in his heart. And in this way, he can see himself as getting closer to the Creator, because in the overall relation to the friends, in the overall, in the totality of it, he discovers the Creator as standing behind him. And then he feels the Creator, that the Creator presents himself in the connection with the friends. So the friends, there are no friends. It is that manifestation of the Creator to the person. It helps a person rise above his ego. In practice, do all kinds of activities that are anti his ego. So he can rise above himself and connect to the friends. And once he connects to them and feels that he's truly incorporated in them, swallowed in them, then he begins to feel that in them there is the Creator. As it is written that the Creator stands behind the friends. We have to depict to ourselves more and more that state. And then you will see that this is how it's really built. That all these people don't exist. They are pieces of our hearts, of our soul, and the Creator who created it this way in order to allow us to, through this means, to come to Him. The Creator is everything, the totality, and the rest of the pieces of creation are
Спасибо, учитель. Вы сейчас говорили, что я могу ощутить в сердце всех товарищей, как.
You said now that I can feel in my heart all the friends, the way I am feeling, the way I feel myself.
Их страдания, как им недостает Творца.
And when it happens, I feel their sufferings and their lacks.
I cannot say this. You don't feel their deficiencies toward the Creator. You feel how much you want to connect with them in order to get closer to the Creator. So we will all get closer to the Creator. You want to push them toward the Creator. This is what happens. In other words, you don't really feel their suffering. spiritual, corporeal, but rather how much, I'm speaking about the first phases, but about how much you want to bring them closer to the Creator. Think about that.
А когда это происходит, вы говорите, вот сердца
Let's say you feel the heart of the friends. Is this the common heart, the general heart?
Yes.
And in this common lack of the ten, is there a way to feel, as you say, in the ten, the whole world, the deficiency of the world through the deficiency of the ten?
It's not for now. Poking with or trying to feel where it happens in us. The important thing, again, as we said in the beginning of the lesson, it is to be worried about pushing the friends toward the Creator. Each one, by not worrying about himself, but about pushing the whole group, his whole group, to the Creator. From this, he comes closer and advances, and he will come to a state where he feels. Through the friends, he will prove that are not written nothing. By this, I'm also teaching you, while I'm with you, how to read Baal Sulam, read what is written. Don't add to it all kinds of philosophies or all kinds of as if of your own. It's not good. Let the additions come from above by understanding what is written. This is the safest. The book wasn't given to us so we would start philosophizing around these words, but so we would... What we have, this is what we think about. And beginning to approximate and add to it this and that is not good. It's not good. The wisdom of Kabbalah is a system that is complete and closed, complete system. So, if we deviate from what is written, we will not attain anything good. Nowhere in the wisdom of Kabbalah will you see such recommendations. It's not a regular science where you can philosophize as much as you want and add to it more and more. Here, it's not like that. Here, we should stick to what Kabbalists are writing as much as possible. And if there is not more, then there isn't more. No problem. It will be revealed to me if I need it. I constantly see here an approach that is as with the usual signs. Maybe it's like this, maybe it's like that. It's not good. It's not worth it. Normally, what we think doesn't happen because we're still thinking in the will to receive, in faith within reason. We're still not in faith above reason, in the desire to bestow.
Allah.
Go on.
Michael.
אפשר לשאול מה בדיוק?
Can I ask, what does it mean to push the friends to the Creator? What am I pushing in them?
In my heart, I want to stand behind everyone and help everyone approach the Creator. By what? By uniting more and more. There is no action of getting closer to the Creator unless by increasing connection between us.
And where do I feel if I manage to or not to push them?
As much as you can.
But can I understand that I'm doing it practically?
Yes, you constantly want it and you ask and you pray for them. Okay.
To one's soul. It follows that man's soul, which is present in each and every world, should grow and be completed with all the qualities that exist in that world. When this is the third boundary we have mentioned, we must know that all the words of the Zohar in every item of the upper worlds that are dealt with, the Sefirot, the souls, and the Malachim, the Levushim, the Ichalot, although it engages
from all five discernments, five qualities.
Although it engages them as they are for themselves, the examiner must nevertheless know that they are mentioned primarily with respect to the measure by which the human soul there receives from them and is nourished by them. Thus, all their words pertain to the needs of the soul. And if you learn everything according to this line, you'll understand and your path will be successful.
The important thing is not to be confused, meaning we have to go simply. And what we receive only according to, it's called an eye level. And the addition will always come to us if we're speaking about spiritual addition. It will come to us always from increasing the connection between us. The more qualitative and quantitative is the connection between us. Accordingly, we will advance in our spiritual attainment. Okay? Besides Kiev 1, I see no questions. Go ahead.
What does it mean that the souls are the innermost part of the world?
The inner part, you have the still vegetative animate speaking. The inner part is the speaking level. It's in the innermost. And the rest of the parts of the world surround it. Meaning, they work for its favor, to increase it and to awaken it, to develop. They are dependent on it, and it depends, is dependent on them in such a way that for its development, it's dependent on them and how much they pressure it and bring it the upper light so it will develop. And the more it develops, it connects to them and uses them with a screen and reflected light in order to bring them closer to it and use them like the Creator. But the Creator operates on it through them when it's in the central point, and it operates on them for the Creator. This is the all the. No? Who's standing there by the microphone?
שאלה מטעם האסיריה, מה זה החיבור בינינו המתגבר שהזכרת כבר כמה פעמים בשיעור? איך עושים את זה עכשיו?
What is the growing connection that you mentioned in the lesson? How do we do it when we're together and around the world?
Each and every day, each and every one must think, how do I make my 10 today be more solidified together than yesterday? This is a must. Without it, we don't advance. We don't get closer to the Creator. And we don't acquire anything from the spirituality that's ahead of us. We're not moving into another keter and another keter and another keter on our path to the purpose of creation.
This connection now that we're here is more special, or is actually the work after the lesson? What's special about being here now?
Our work is both during the lesson and outside of the lesson. When I come out of the lesson, with all kinds of impressions, I have to determine for myself to what extent today I will work in the 10 during the day. It shouldn't be with words or even actions, but rather I'm concerned about the 10, that we will all be more and more connected together. That's it. More and more. More and more internally. They may not feel it, they may not hear anything about it, but I am working in this. I'm turning to the Creator. I want it to happen this way. My desire is what determines. This is very important. Think about it during the day internally. You know, it's like a mother who is in some work in the office, but she's constantly worried about her baby, which she left at home. So, likewise, we have to be in all our engagements outside of the lesson. We have to be concerned, what is happening with my 10? How much I want them to get closer. I am with them, of course, for us to come closer more and more until we discover the upper force between us. The upper force which...
I can feel my heart clearly. How can I let in the heart of the friends to be in place of my own heart? How to hold on to this action?
Through an effort and a prayer.
What does it mean to think how to bring the friends closer to the Creator?
Think. Simply think. Look for how. Ask the Creator to advise you.
From which actions of the Creator in us can we get to know Him?
Through our awakenings, we can know the work of the Creator. What He does in order to awaken us. And in what ways and in what discernments and how much He operates more and more. And it's all in order for us to awaken just a little bit. Just a little bit. It's like a situation where we have, God forbid, a sick person, and we walk around him and want to constantly wake him up, and he barely responds, if he does at all, but very little. So, this is how we should see ourselves. That we truly are not responding. The Creator constantly presses us and wants and awakens us, and we constantly want to run away from it, fall asleep, etc. Yes?
Are my friends all of my heart?
Basically, yes. All my friends who are, who I need to come closer to and connect with, are basically all my heart. And I am with the Creator in the point in the heart, in the insides of the heart. And I work in order to organize all the friends together, and then the Creator is revealed at the center among them.
What is the center point of the ten? How to feel that center where the Creator resides?
Our hearts. You can't use geometry here or some other shapes. It's just the center of our feeling, our common center of the feeling, where we try to depict it, that center, as existing and eternal, and there we expect the revelation of the Creator. If we really yearn for the Creator, then we first of all have to build that center point between us, because there He is revealed.
24, how do you use the feeling of being distant to increase the connection?
Feeling we should constantly try to, how should I put it? We should constantly try to see ourselves as closer and check if we are or are not, meaning if we're further, and then we're closer and then further. And in this way, through these ins and outs, we will grasp the feeling to what extent we have this disposition to be connected in one point. There is where the Creator is. Just imagine, if you connect together at that point in one heart, then there you already reveal the Creator.
Allah.
Next, two.
Item two describes the image of a straight Adam. The clothing of the mochin is called tzelem, image or semblance, from the word tzel, shade. The illumination of straightness, which consists of the first three sefirot, is called Adam, because it receives gar, the upper three, clothed in tzelem. This is a long issue, and here is not the place to elaborate on it.
Meaning the light that enters the first three b'chinot, keter chokhmah binah, performs bestowal in them. That's the main thing that later expands in the patsuf. That's why he says that illumination of Yosha that is incorporated in the first three sefirot is called Adam, because it receives gar in clothing of tzelem. Tzelem means Adam, meaning resembling the bestowal of the Creator. There are many things there, but he says that there is no room, and that's why I'm not going to interpret these things.
Да, дорогой Раф, а мы постигаем вообще Рош или нет?
Yes, dear Rav, do we even attain the Rosh or not?
We do not attain the Rosh. What we attain is what expands from the Rosh to the Guf. And according to the extent that we can attain the Guf, we attain the Rosh. But we don't attain the Rosh directly.
How do we make the calculations?
According to the extent that we can resemble the Guf.
В смысле, как это понять? Как мы можем уподобиться?
What does that mean? How to?
We don't. It's like when you look at another person, you can't know what he has in his head. But according to his actions that you see, you understand what he's thinking. This is the meaning of from your. Bow down to the degree of the goof. I don't understand you. You haven't yet understood how to study the tests. We have to learn, we have to write down and remember and organize the order. And then we understand what it's about in general. And bit by bit we'll understand how he's telling us. You're trying to see the answer for every word here on the spot. It won't happen. It will only happen if you study it correctly, if you connect, if you pass this language to an emotional one, and don't leave it intellectually. This is what he says here, and there he says something else. This is not a science book. It's an instruction book, internal instructions, spiritual ones. If you'll relate to this correctly, you'll understand through the emotion, you'll understand what it says. There is a verse, the heart understands. And if you start to pick into this, where he said this word here and this, that word over there, and especially when it's all translated for you, it will be a mess. You'll never attain any wisdom. The way to attain wisdom is the light of Chokhmah. Kabbalist in the light of Chassadim. To the extent that you organize the light of Chassadim so that there will be chesed between you, mercy, meaning the form of bestowal between you, you'll
the vessel of Malchut.
Yes,
item seven, inner light describes that they form five levels one above the other. You have already learned that the degrees are differentiated according to their refinement and coarseness. The term above refers to a greater refinement than the lower degree.
This means that to the extent that the vessel is more in the will to receive, and to the extent that there is a restriction, a screen that turns this coarseness of the vessel to purity, the more light can clothe in it. This is the meaning of the greater you are from your friend, the more your inclination is bigger. Meaning, the more the vessel is coarse, is thick, is with its, in its initial ego, if it performed a restriction screen and reflected light, with the help of the light, it attains the highest degree. Meaning, it doesn't matter how much will to receive we have, what matters is how much we can connect above it and reach identification with the Creator. This is the matter of attainment. Is this understood? Oh, okay.
We attain wisdom only the light of Chokhmah. As much as you arrange the light of Chassadim between you, the form of bestowal between you, then in that form of bestowal you'll start to reveal the wisdom from the Creator. What is this to create the form of Chesed between us when we're studying together?
To the extent that we want to be connected between ourselves, we awaken the light of Chassadim. To the extent that in this general light of Chassadim, we come closer in the connection between us to mutual bestowal, we're closer to the Creator, and then we're capable, I would say not capable, but rather worthy of receiving the illumination of Chokhmah from Him. Illumination of Chokhmah that acts on us, makes us worthy or closer to the Creator. Then we start to feel Him, to understand Him, to start receiving from Him in all kinds of ways, both internally and externally. The main thing between us is connecting between us. The main thing is to understand that this is how we come closer to the Creator.
It's kind of felt that in the study of Tess, you can do this very sharply, very strongly.
Tess explains to you very much, as you say, in an acute and direct way, but it depends how a person receives it. Meaning many people accept tests in ways that are not to implement them. And here, the important thing is to implement it, to receive it for applications. We're talking about actions we should do between us.
Yes.
When we try to prepare ourselves for the test lesson of tomorrow, in our 10, we read the study for test for the next day, and we tried to find, like, questions. But we are really... We managed to find questions about Rav's words about tests, about things that Rav tells us about tests, but kind of like from the Ari and Bala Sulam, it's kind of too far. Is there any advice how to come close to that?
Bit by bit, you'll start feeling how they are closer and closer. There's no problem. You can... Maybe you don't have time, or you don't read it, you yourselves. But you should, every day, some part of what we'll learn, read it. I have nothing to add. Just that this way. Test is really, even though it includes all the degrees, deeply, it can also be understood somehow, at least with the excitement, the feeling to a beginner. Yes, I remember that all kinds of new students who used to come to Rabash, and they would let them in the lesson. And then with Bala Sulam it was the same. So they asked him, what do they understand? He said, doesn't matter what they understand. What's important is they want to attain the goal. And our study awakens the lights that work on them. They bring them closer to the goal. That's basically the action of the study.
Kiev 3.
Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, что такое нижний
Адам? Tell please, what is the lower Adam?
Зо амадрега арухнит а намуха биотер.
The lower Adam is the lowest spiritual degree that exists in the world of Asiya, let's say. And it could be that it's the Adam, the person in our world, which awakens to the Creator and already has some inner division to the internality of the Kli, the external Kli, the somewhat, at least. So maybe he has a little bit of the image of Adam. So usually what happens with someone who starts studying, he doesn't have those discernments yet. Then he's still called a beast.
But
it's not too bad. Everyone advances. We need to truly wait, and we will see some big changes. Kalmiel. Oh, please, carefully.
Можно так сказать, что килим и гулим это желание.
Can we say that
килим йошер это то, что
the vessels of circles are desires that potentially were revealed, and the yoshel, the straightness, has been revealed already?
No. The vessels of circles are the real ones. They're the ones that come to us from the Creator. That's how they expand from Him, these circles. And they actually come to everyone and are close to all. Whereas the vessels of straightness operate only according to one's attitude through the group that he builds, the ten sefirot, to the Creator. But the vessels of circles simply fill all of reality. Therefore, we need to understand that the complete general providence of the Creator upon us, as long as we don't have screens in the form of the line, as we're not connected in such a way with the Creator, then we have connection through the circles. Through the circles. And as we build the line, which is the measure line according to the coarseness, reflected light, then we're also connected in straightness, and we will be able to bestow to the Creator, because bestowal to the Creator can be only on our behalf in straightness. But the Creator who bestows upon us awakens us also only through the circles.
Another question, maybe it's silly, but what's the difference between the coarseness and the shell?
Klipa is the desire to receive without the masach, without the screen that wants to receive for itself. And coarseness is the desire to receive that is under the restriction, that doesn't want to use it for its own benefit. And then, for the benefit of others, or for the benefit of the Creator, as much as it's capable, it activates itself.
Zo.
Is that it?
И авиют, как авиют превращается в экран? Вот из того, что вы сейчас...
How can coarseness become a screen? According to what you explained, it's not clear the difference between the two.
Авиют, coarseness, there's no connection to the screen or to anything. The coarseness is a detail within the vessel. It's the desire to receive that's in the vessel, which is measured according to the measurements called coarseness, called avyut. Let's say 2 kilos of coarseness, 3 kilos of coarseness. That's what there is in the vessel. Now, the screen is the extent of which, upon this coarseness, I can overcome, restrict it from using it for my own benefit egoistically, and inverting it even for the benefit of others. That's already the screen. And the bestowal from it is the reflected light.
Можно так подытожить? То есть клипа — это когда я только ради себя, а виют...
So we can summarize and say that клипа, shell, is only when I'm only for myself. Coarseness is when I want for others, but I feel the resistance, like going against the stream. And a screen when I'm able to overcome this resistance.
Correct.
Then, after the screen, as you said, there is a distinguishing between the inner light and the surrounding light. That's how the line is made?
Yes, you have the correct grasp of it. Nice.
Carmiel.
Thank you, Rav. We really felt that the preparation for the lesson with the tens on duty warmed our hearts and they awakened us, and it really puts tests more internal. It seems as if we need a workshop to awaken this feeling more between us.
What workshop?
For the right intention, how we can hold together this. Lesson of this.
So let's do a workshop. How do we now awaken ourselves and sustain ourselves in one intention throughout the day? What does that intention need to be? What does the thought need to be? What needs to be this common force between us? How can we connect ourselves together to the extent in which it will be felt between us that this force dwells, connects between us, and advances us? How will we do that? Please. Workshop.
Moscow 18. What are the external and the internal vessels in the work of the ten?
אנחנו עוד לא יכולים כל כך לחלק.
We can't quite divide it this yet. I would divide it simply where all our desires that are around the ten, in the order of the ten, in the order of the study of the ten, in all kinds of our connections, which are external vessels, and the internal vessels are those that we want a connection in our heart, so that this connection will be where the Creator is revealed, and the main thing is the point of connection between us, where we will then reveal the ten sefirot with the inner light, with all the phenomena that we have in this spiritual pursuit.
Mark 21, how can we feel the surrounding light? How is that expressed?
That's what awakens us. We don't feel it inside, but there's an impression, there's incorporation, we feel that someone is kind of moving us, shaking us, that we have this new feeling every day that we connect between us. This doesn't all just come to us. We can't. We're beasts. We cannot awaken on our own, but rather only if we awaken ourselves by the connection between us in connection to the surrounding light. What awakens us for the time being is the surrounding light. And we need to come to a state in which we awaken ourselves from below upwards by the inner light.
Women Hebrew, what does it mean that even in the Rosh, there are only the discernments of the lights of the Guf?
We usually divide the lights to Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama are the lights, Naran, which expand in the Guf, the body, and in the Rosh we only have Chaya and Yechida. That is how we can incorporate and bestow upon one another. And this will be clarified to us to the extent of the connection between us, to the extent in which we will be able to bestow upon the light that the Creator illuminates upon us. And as much as we will want to connect to Him, and it's as if we are pulling that light from the Creator, taking it out towards us, and accordingly we will feel what light expands in the Rosh, which is in thought, intention, and in the body, which is in connection and in action indeed. Please.
USA 3, does the surrounding light build the screen?
The screen is constructed not exactly by the surrounding light. In truth, the screen is something that we build by our work, in which we want to connect and stand before this direct bestowal from the Creator upon us, to resist it, to resist what the Creator appears between us, the fact that we reveal His bestowal and resist this in the form of my sons defeated me. And then in that way we build the screen. We don't want to receive the revelation of the Creator in a direct manner in us. So then as we reject this thing, for the time being we don't quite have the ability, the possibility, and altogether the inclination towards being drawing ourselves towards that. However, in truth, we need to discover that. Yes.
What's the connection between my material ten, the few friends that are my ten in this world, and my ten sefirot that I should discover?
Everything we have to reveal in the spiritual world will be as a result from connection between us corporeally in the group. It can't be any other way.
Moscow 18, there is a very strong influence of the text on us. How does it bestow upon us?
The text itself does not influence. The holiness is not in the text, but rather in a person who wants to come close to the text, to resemble what the text leads, brings him to. Therefore, it's not the wise that learns. As with wisdom and intellect, we understand what's written, and that we want to build ourselves according to those qualities, according to those examples that we receive through the text.
How, during the lesson, can the internal vessel of the ten be along with the external vessel of the group together?
That depends not on what's written in the book, but rather how you want to implement what the Kabbalists recommend for us to do. And the fact that they mostly, this is what they mostly give us in their articles, and how they recommend for us to connect and to incorporate and to nullify ourselves towards the society. That is all the main conditions, and if a person does this, he might not learn anything from the study of Ten Sefirot, but he connects with the friends and becomes closer to the upper light. It's not a matter of knowledge. It's only a matter of each annulling towards the Ten.
Yes. PT2, how can we hasten and increase the effect of the light upon us?
Only by resembling the light. The light is all bestowed. The Creator, we have no possibility of bestowing to the Creator. What would you give Him? Rather, only if we want to help the friends, then to the extent in which we invest ourselves in helping the friends, we are actually building our vessel, which is suitable for the upper light, to the quality of bestowal from above.
Women Hebrew, what does it mean to reject the revelation of the Creator in a direct way? How can we do that in the Ten?
It's simply to try to connect between us all the time, and then the upper light, the surrounding light, will influence us, and we will discover in the connection between us what we need to do next. This is called that the Creator teaches us all the results, actions that are spiritual. This is what needs to be.
PT 38, how does our usage of the desire for the sake of the Ten change the Ten?
Our usage towards the Ten, our actions toward the Ten, is all that we can do towards the Creator, who's in the Ten. If I want to know my relationship with the Creator, I need to measure my relationship with the Ten.
What's the reason we don't want to receive the light of the Creator?
Because it obligates us to work, to rise above our egos, to restrict our will to receive. And that we don't want. All of spiritual attainment, spiritual action, is all against our nature. Hence, there are not a lot of people who are drawn to this. only under the condition that they want more truth according to the to their nature from what they have in this world. Really, the truth